Radio Kent, and it's about plans by ministers to mark the centenary of World War One. Now, they could include an invitation to the German president. Do you think Frank-Walter Steinmeier should be at the Cenotaph on Remembrance Sunday? Would that offend veterans? That is the question we're asking this morning. Well, Don Shepherd was a Royal Engineer when he stormed the beaches of Normandy in the Second World War and also served in Sicily under General Montgomery. In recognition of his bravery, the 98-year-old received France's highest honour, the Légion d'honneur. And I'm very honoured to say he joins us on the programme now. Don, thank you for joining us.
Okay.
What do you think of this decision then? Could it be offensive to people like you to invite the German president?
Well, quite frankly, I have no problem with the president of Germany joining the services after all. Whether you're German, British, French, or whatever, you're all humans, and they all took part in World War One, and going to the Cenotaph, which I've done many years, is about remembrance and respect, regardless of what nationality you were. And I think it's a shame that this has risen in the media, really. I can't ever remember any of our diplomats or royalty, in fact, that visit Germany get refused entry, or people don't like them to go there. We're all just one human race at the moment, and I respect that he should be there to pay his respects, not only for World War One casualties, but for his country as well.
I mean, you were at the forefront, and you presumably witnessed many, many horrors. How easy has it been for you to move on from it all?
Sorry?
How easy has it been for you to forgive, I suppose, to move on?
Well, yes, I've been to France or Holland, I've been to services at German cemeteries. These guys were just like us. They had to do what they were told. They went and fought the war. They were conscripted or forced into it like we were. And they were just guys that had to do their thing, really.
Indeed.
I respect them all.
And Don, what's the biggest thing you remember about storming the Normandy beaches?
Being frightened.
Yeah.
And, we was only young in those days. I was 24, and a part of it was like an adventure. I'd already been in action in North Africa and Sicily, so it didn't come quite so frightening, really. But a lot of the guys that were there was their first time in action, and although they didn't show it, you can bet your life they were had collie bubbles at going ashore. The sea was very rough, and the landings were quite good. And my particular job with the unit that I was in was to support the Canadians on Juno Beach, which we did in the early hours of the morning. And then we carried on down to Pegasus Bridge to back up the 6 Airborne that had landed there. So it was quite an eventful day, I can tell you.
Indeed, and we are still so very grateful for the heroics that you did, Don, that day. You know, the country really does bow to you. A 98-year-old Don Shepherd there, Normandy veteran, and, as I said, recipient of the Légion d'honneur, saying that the German president should be at the Cenotaph. What do you think? 0800 756 1111.